I was privileged last month to be assigned to attend a seminar of the mission presence from the North America West area. Among the mission presence in attendance was my son Lee. He had been called to serve before I had completed my assignment to Europe in the Europe Central Presidency. It had been 3 long years since I'd spent any time with my son, other than a few short visits while passing through his area on assignment. After the Get Acquainted dinner with all the mission presidents and their wives, Lee and I and our wives went to my hotel room for a visit. Our conversation, of course, centered on missionary work. Lee explained what had happened to his missionaries since President Hinckley had asked to raise the bar on qualifications for missionary service. He reported a decided improvement in the preparation of the missionaries arriving in the mission field. The conversation led us to recall an experience Lee and I had while he was attending high school. Lee was a member of the high school track team. He both sprinted and high jumped. During the 1968 Winter Summer Olympics, held in Mexico City, the world became enamored with a little-known high jumper named Dick Fosbury. He had experienced with a new high jumping technique that involved sprinting diagonally across the bar, then curving and leaning backwards over the bar, and it became known as the Fosbury Flop. Like many others, Lee was intrigued with this new technique. But until the new school year started, he didn't have a place to practice it. I came home one evening to find him practicing the Fosbury Flop in our basement. He had set up 2 makeshift standards by stacking chairs. He was jumping over a broomstick set on the chairs and using the sofa as a cushion for his landing. It was very clear to me that the sofa would not hold up under such treatment. So I called a halt to his indoor high jumping. Instead, I invited him to go with me to a sporting goods store where we purchased some foam padding to use for the landing, some high jumping standards, so he could move the activity out of doors. After experimenting with the Fosbury Flop, Lee decided to return to the Western roll technique he had used previously. Still through the end of the summer and into the fall, he practiced his high jumping many hours in our backyard. One evening as I returned home from work, I found Lee practicing his jumping. I asked, "How high is the bar?" He said, 5'8". "Why that height?" he answered. "You must clear that height to qualify for the state track meeting." I asked, "How are you doing?" He said, "I can clear it every time. I haven't missed." I replied, "Let's raise the bar and see how well you do then." He replied, "Then I might miss." I queried, "If you don't raise the bar, how will you ever know your potential?" So he started moving the bar up to 5'10", then 6 feet, and so on, as he sought to improve. Lee became a better high jumper because he was not content with just clearing the minimum standard. He had learned that even though it meant missing, he wanted to keep raising the bar to become the best high jumper he was capable of becoming. Remembering this experience with my son brought to mind the message Elder M. Russell Ballard gave at the priesthood session in October 2002 General Conference, in which he challenged the young men of the church to become the greatest generation of missionaries. He announced that the bar for the minimum standard for missionary work had been raised. He instructed the young men of the priesthood to prepare themselves more vigorously to reach the new and higher minimum standard. He also gave instructions to fathers, bishops, and stake presidents about helping young men prepare to serve a full-time mission. In his concluding remarks at that same session, President Hinckley commented on Elder Ballard's talk. He said, "Elder Ballard has spoken to you concerning missionaries. I wish to endorse what he said. I hope that you, our young men and our young women, will rise to the challenge he set forth. we must raise the bar on worthiness and qualifications of those who will go into the world as ambassadors of our Lord Jesus Christ. Soon afterwards, a letter dated December 11th, 2002, the First Presidency instructed the leaders of the church about the principles of eligibility for full-time missionary service. The instruction stated, "Full-time missionary service is a privilege for those who are called through inspiration by the president of the church. Bishops and stake presidents have a serious responsibility to identify worthy, qualified members who are spiritually, physically, and emotionally prepared for this sacred service, and who can be recommended without reservation. Those individuals not able to meet the physical, mental, and emotional demands of full-time missionary work are honorably excused and should not be recommended, and may be called to serve in other rewarding capacities." The bar was raised by the leaders of the church, and now the minimum standard for participating in missionary work was absolute moral worthiness. Physical health and strength, intellectual, social, and emotional development. In every high jumping competition, there's a minimum height at which the competition starts. A high jumper cannot ask to start at a lower height. In the same way, you should not expect the standards to be lowered to allow you to serve a mission. If you want to be a missionary, you must be able to clear the minimum standard. But once you reach the minimum standard, should you not keep trying to raise the bar? I ask you the same question I asked my son many years ago. If you don't raise the bar, how will you ever know your potential? My challenge to you is to recognize that a minimum standard exists, and you must reach it in order to serve as a full-time missionary. But don't stop there. The greatest generation of missionaries will not be able to reach their full potential unless they keep raising the bar. Let me offer a few suggestions about what each of you can do to raise the bar to even higher as you prepare for missionary service. A minimum physical standard for full-time missionary service refers to a potential missionary's physical health and strength. For example, one of the questions on the missionary recommendation form asks you if you can work 12 to 15 hours per day, walk 6 to 8 miles per day, or ride a bicycle 10 to 15 miles per day, and climb stairs daily. Missionary work is hard, and full-time missionaries must be in good physical condition in order to serve. Raising the bar to a higher physical standard could involve more physical condition on your part. It could also include improving your physical appearance. A missionary is expected to dress in a certain way. Projecting a clean-cut appearance that includes an appropriate haircut, being clean-shaven, wearing a clean white shirt, a tie, and a well-pressed suit, all the way down to a good shoe shine. Now, start now to prepare for a full-time mission by adopting the appearance of a full-time missionary. Raise the bar higher in your intellectual preparation. Take your schooling seriously. It is important that you be able to read, speak, and write with intelligence. Expand your knowledge of the world around you by reading good books. Learn how to study. Then apply your improved study habits to learning the gospel of Jesus Christ, consistently and regularly reading from the Book of Mormon. Don't neglect the opportunity of attending seminary and institute classes. Participate and gain all you can from the scriptures taught by these great religious education settings. They will prepare you to present the message of the restored gospel to those you have an opportunity to meet. Study from Preach My Gospel. Emphasize the basic doctrines taught in chapter 3. Each time you're asked to speak in church or to teach a family home evening lesson, focus on these basic doctrines. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord tells us, seek not to declare my word, but first seek to obtain my word. Then shall your tongue be loosed. Then if you desire, you shall have my spirit and my word, yea, the power of God unto the convincing of men. The pre-missionary age is an ideal time to set the bar higher as you prepare your mind by acquiring the light and truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You must recognize that missionary standard service is emotionally demanding. Your support system is going to be withdrawn from you as you leave home and go out into the world. Many of the ways you now use to cope with emotional stress, like hanging out with friends, going off by yourself and playing video games, or listening to music, are not allowed by the rules of missionary conduct. There'll be days of rejection and disappointment. Learn now about your emotional limits and learn how to control your emotions under the circumstances you will face as a full-time missionary. By doing this, you raise the bar to greater heights and, in effect, fortify yourself against emotional challenges during your missionary service. While President Hinckley did not mention this, prospective missionaries must also prepare with their social skills needed to serve a mission. More and more young people are isolating themselves from others by playing video games, wearing headphones, and interacting through cell phones, email, and text messaging, and so on, instead of in person. Much of missionary work involves relating face-to-face with people. And unless you set the bar higher in the development of your social skills, you will find yourself underprepared. Let me offer a simple suggestion. Go out and get a job that involves interacting with people. As an increased motivation, set a goal to earn enough money from your full-time or part-time work to pay at least a significant part of your mission. I promise great blessings, social, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual blessings to every young man who pays a significant part of his mission. Personal worthiness is a minimum spiritual standard for serving a mission. This means that you are worthy in every way to keep the sacred temple covenants. Please recognize that while you're teaching as a missionary, you may be persuasive, but only the Spirit converts. Preach My Gospel gives a good description of what missionary work is all about. It states, as an authorized representative of Jesus Christ, you can teach people with power and authority that redemption cometh in and through the Holy Messiah, and that no one can dwell in the presence of God, save it be through the merits and mercy and grace of the Holy Messiah. We remind you that where much is given, much is required. We issue a call again for all spiritually, physically, and emotionally qualified young men to come forth prepared to become missionaries of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Be certain that you easily clear the minimum standards of service for missionary work and that you're continually raising the bar. Prepare yourself to be more effective in this great calling. May God bless you that this will be your desire as you leave this priesthood session tonight and start now to prepare yourself for the glorious service which is ahead of you as a missionary of our Lord and Savior, in His holy name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.